After a 3-year absence, one did not need to be a matchmaking mama to know what that meant. He just hadn't expected to be so rushed. Frowning, he let his eyes fall on the pianoforte. It looked well made. Expensive. Definitely nicer than the one he had back at Maycliffe Park. "Who else?" Winston murmured, reading the elegantly printed names in the programme. "Miss Daisy Smythe-Smith on violin. Oh, yes, I've met her. She's dreadful. Double damn." "What's wrong with her?" Richard asked. "No sense of humour, which wouldn't be such a bad thing. It's not as if everyone else is a barrel of laughs. It's just that she's so obvious about it." "How is one obvious about a lack of humour?" "I have no idea," Winston admitted. "But she is. Very pretty, though. All blonde, bouncy curls and such." He made a blonde, bouncy motion near his ear, which led Richard to wonder how it was possible that Winston's hand movements were so clearly not brunette. "Lady Harriet Plainsworth, also on violin," Winston continued. "I don't believe we have been introduced. She must be Lady Sarah's younger sister. Barely out of the schoolroom, if my memory serves. Can't be much more than 16. Triple damn. Perhaps Richard should just leave now. "And on the cello?" Winston slid his finger along the heavy stock of the programme until he found the correct spot. "Miss Iris Smythe-Smith." "What's wrong with her?" Richard asked, because it seemed unlikely that there wouldn't be something. Winston shrugged. "Nothing that I know of." Which meant that she probably yodeled in her spare time, when she wasn't practising taxidermy, on crocodiles. Richard used to be a lucky fellow, really. "She's very pale," Winston said. Richard looked over at him. "Is that a flaw?" "Of course not, it's just..." Winston paused, his brow coming together in a little furrow of concentration. "Well, to be honest, that's pretty much all I recall of her." Richard nodded slowly, his eyes settling on the cello, resting against its stand. It also looked expensive, although it wasn't as if he knew anything about the manufacture of cellos. "Why such curiosity?" Winston asked. "I know you're keen to marry, but surely you can do better than a Smythe-Smith." 2 weeks ago that might have been true. "Besides, you need someone with a dowry, do you not?" "We all need someone with a dowry," Richard said darkly. "True, true. Winston might be the son of the Earl of Rutland, but he was the second son. He wasn't going to inherit any spectacular fortunes. Not with a healthy older brother who had 2 sons of his own." "The Plainsworth chit likely has 10,000, he said, looking back down at the programme with an assessing glance. "But, as I said, she's quite young." Richard grimaced. Even he had limits. "The florals?" "The florals," Richard interrupted. "Iris and Daisy," Winston explained. "Their sisters are Rose and Marigold, and I can't remember what else. Tulip? Bluebell? Hopefully not Chrysanthemum, poor thing." "My sister's name is Fleur," Richard felt compelled to mention. "And a lovely girl she is," Winston said, even though he had never met her.
"You were saying?" Richard prompted.
"I was? Oh, yes, I was. The florals. I'm not sure of their portions, but it can't be much. I think there are 5 daughters in the family." Winston's lips twisted to one side as he considered this. "Maybe more." This didn't necessarily mean that the dowries were small, Richard thought, with more hope than anything else. He knew little of that branch of the Smythe-Smith family. He knew little of any branch, truth be told, except that once a year they all banded together, plucked 4 musicians from their midst, and hosted a concert that most of his friends were reluctant to attend. "Take these," Winston suddenly said, holding out 2 wads of cotton. "You'll thank me later." Richard stared at him as if he'd gone mad. "For your ears," Winston clarified. "Trust me."